His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of thanksgiving this morning. I want to talk to you for a few moments this morning about how thanksgiving opens God's doors in our lives. It's going to be my joy to do a little tag team with you this morning. We've got 3 points to our message. I'm going to do the first point. Right follow me will be Pastor Donald. Then to close it out would be Pastor Jerry. You know, I love Thanksgiving. And if you trace Thanksgiving back, you know, it goes all the way back to the Pilgrims and the Native Americans at Plymouth Rock. The first nationwide Thanksgiving celebration was proclaimed by our president. How many thank you for godly leadership? George Washington on November 26, 1789, and this is what he said about this holiday. He said, as a day of public thanksgiving and prayer, to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God. How many of you are thankful for the blessings of God on this nation? I am thankful for the United States of America, and I'm thankful for this holiday. But how many of you know that for a believer, Thanksgiving is more than a holiday? Long before George Washington ever made the proclamation that we needed to give thanksgiving, our Creator told us that we needed to give thanksgiving. David wrote in the book of Psalms, chapter 92, he said it like this. He says, it is good to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises to the Most High. Whenever you see thanksgiving in the Word, you'll see it coupled almost every time with the word praise. Thanksgiving and praise. He said, it's good to give thanks to the Lord, to give praise to the Most High. It's good to proclaim His unfailing love in the morning and His faithfulness by night. It's good to give thanks to God when you get up. It's good to give thanks to God throughout your day. It's good to lay down at night giving thanks to God. David says, it's good to give thanks. He said in verse 4, he said, you thrill me, Lord, with all you have done for me. I sing for joy. I give thanks because of what you have done. See, a believer, as sons and daughters of the King, God has called us to give thanks for who He is and for what He has done in our lives. Can you say amen? We are to give thanks. It's an attitude of our heart. We're to live with an attitude of gratitude. That we are to give thanks in the morning and we're to give thanks at night. God said it's good for us to give thanks. Now, don't you know that He's a good Father? He's a good Father. And if He ever tells us it's good to do something, do you believe that it's good to do something? If He ever calls us to do something, to obey something from His Word, it's always for our good. Do you know that? When I was young, I used to think that that God had a bunch of rules and it was all about following rules. And then I figured out one day when I grew up that everything God asked me to do is because He wants to bless my life. He wants to help me. And so He wants us to walk with a heart of thanksgiving because He knows it's what we need to do. Because when we begin to thank Him for what He has done, how many of you know it'll get our heart and our mind off of everything else in life that we're looking at that we think that it hasn't been done for us? See, our enemy wants us to live focused on all of the negativity and all of the things that we think don't measure up. But how many of you know God called us to live a life of thanksgiving because it keeps our heart right. It keeps our heart focused on Him, on seeking first the kingdom of God. And when I get up in the morning, instead of saying, oh, I got to go to work today, I can say, God, I give you thanks for what you have done. You have given me a job. You have given me a paycheck. God, you've put groceries on my table. How many of you can testify this morning that God has done some good things in your life? It changes the whole atmosphere where we walk. How many of you know we can change atmospheres when we walk in a room? It's up to us. We can either come into a room like this, or we can come in with an attitude of thanksgiving. God knows that when we give thanks, it puts us on the path He's called us to walk. Mary said this in the book of Luke. She said, my soul magnifies or praises or thanks the Lord. And my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior, for He who is mighty has done great things for me. She wasn't focused on all the trouble she was going to have to go through because she was going to bear a son and not have a husband. She could have got hung up on all the things that weren't working out right in her life. But what she thought she had planned and things were going a different direction. But she said this, she said, I'm going to magnify. I'm going to thank the Lord because He's in control of my life. And He's given me life and it's His breath that's in my lungs. And I'm going to use that breath to give Him praise. How many of you know when we do that, it opens the door for God to move in our life? So we're to thank God for what He has done. But could I say it like this? That's pretty foundational. That's really pretty elementary, because the bottom line is many people in life, whether they know God or not, when things are going good, how many know they can say thank you? We teach our kids when they're young just to say thank you. Really, saying thank you is really just, it's really good manners. Now, we should have good manners towards God, and we understand there's something powerful when we give thanks. But there is a deeper aspect of thanksgiving as believers we have to understand. There is a supernatural aspect of when we choose to enter into thanksgiving that it opens the door of God in our lives. Because not only are we to give thanks for what God has done, but He's also called us to be a people that give thanks in what we're going through. Now, see, this is what you can't do without God. You can't give thanks in what you're going through without the presence of God in your life. Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians, in everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus. Another version says, give thanks in all circumstances. Now, here today, this Thanksgiving season may not be a season where things are going just the way you would like for them to. All of us are walking through different things in life, different battles, different trials. You may be facing some of the toughest things in your life, and you say that this Thanksgiving season isn't a season of Thanksgiving. But do you know that in the midst of some of the hardest battles is when it should be some of our greatest seasons of Thanksgiving? He says to give thanks in every circumstance. And the reason He's called us to give thanks in every circumstance is because He knows if we will do it. There is a supernatural truth, and that truth is it will open up the door to heaven so that God can come through on our behalf. Because God knows that when we give thanks in our situation, it'll open the door for us to come out of our situation. The Bible tells us that no matter what we face in 1 Corinthians, no matter what we're going through, nobody else may know what we're going through, but there's nothing that we face that God has not already made a way of escape, a way out. And it's thanksgiving that gives us that way out. The scripture says that we will enter His gates with thanksgiving and enter His courts with praise. Another version says this, enter through His door with thanksgiving. See, thanksgiving is more than just good manners. For the believer, it is a weapon of our warfare. It is a supernatural tool that God has put in our hands. Let me say it like this. It is a key that will open any door to get us out of where we're at. And when we enter into Thanksgiving, the scripture says that it will open the gates. It will open the doors, whether we're facing depression, maybe we're facing some difficulties in our marriage. Maybe we have a kid that's far from God. What the enemy wants us to do is he wants us to get over here and look at all the things that aren't right, that aren't happening. How many of you know that without faith, we can't please God? Without faith, no mountain is going to move. See, thanksgiving and praise opens the door for us to be able to walk in faith. The Bible says, pray, and when you pray, give thanks. When we pray, we believe God, and then until we see it happen, thanksgiving is what keeps the door of heaven open while God is at work. Do you know that in your toughest circumstances, in your most difficult situations, it's the most important time to give thanks? Not based on what we see, not based on what we feel, but based upon the Word of God. To have the power to change our circumstances. As believers, we are not at the mercy of this world. We're not at the mercy of that boss. We're not at the mercy of that overdue bill. How many of you know we are at the mercy of God? And I can enter through the door that God has prepared for me if I will take the supernatural key of thanksgiving. And everything within me may say, it's bad. But the fruit of my lips is going to give thanks. And if I give thanks, I've got 30 seconds to finish my point that I haven't started. Point number one is this. Actually, I had the intro and point one, so that was the intro. 30 seconds, point one. When we give thanks to God, it opens the door for His salvation in our lives. See, salvation comes in a lot of different packages, depending on what you're walking through. Yes, it's eternal life. But after that, how many of you need God's salvation in your life on a daily basis? It's deliverance, it's healing, it's freedom, it's what we need. And when we begin to give thanks to God, it opens the door for God's salvation to come rushing in to my family, to my finances, to my health, no matter what I'm walking through. He brings freedom. He brings wholeness. He brings restoration. The Bible says if we'll find our voice of thanksgiving, that God will renew and He will restore our lives. Let me close with this. Remember two guys by the name of Paul and Silas? Remember, they were loving God, they were serving God, and things seemed to go south. Anybody been there in your life? Boy, this is not what I was expecting on this Monday. They wound up beaten and they wound up in the inner dungeon and they were in shackles. But the scripture says, but about midnight. Everybody say about midnight. That's a pretty dark hour. But about midnight, I think they looked at each other and they said this, we got a key. We got a key that we can't see, but we got a key. And the Bible says they began to lift up their voice in thanksgiving. They began to lift up their voice in praise. And the Bible says in just a few moments, the earth began to quake. And every prisoner's door flew wide open. And all of the shackles fell to the ground. And the door to their salvation came open because they took the key of thanksgiving and began to worship their God. If you would stand to your feet, we're going to do that. We're going to do it right now. Not based on what we feel like, no, not based on what we see. How many of you, close your eyes for a second, how many of you can take this truth and in your life and in your situation right now, make a determination that just like Paul and Silas, you're going to lift up your voice in the next 2 minutes and you're going to take hold of the key of salvation and see God do a miraculous work in your life in Jesus' name.
When life begins to fall, Jesus, I will call. For I know God is in control. And His purpose is unshakable. It doesn't matter what I feel. It doesn't matter what I see. My hope will always be.
Your voice and sing this.
You will always be more than enough for me. You will always be more than enough for me. Cause nothing's gonna stop the plans you make. Nothing's gonna take your love away. You will always be more than enough for me. Be more than enough for me. destiny. And now I'm casting out all fear, for your love to set me free.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, good morning, Pastor Willis, minister, being thankful for salvation. Being thankful for salvation. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible say in Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18, it say in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God. Hallelujah. If you knew how good God is, you'd be walking around every day, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for another day. Thank you for my provision. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Just how good is God? He's able to bring supernatural provision in our life. Amen. Hallelujah. In Matthew 15:36, it said, and he took the seven loaves and the fish and gave thanks and broke them and gave to his disciple and disciple to the multitude. Hallelujah. He gave thanks to God, because what was he doing? He was honoring God. God said, if you honor me, I will honor you. Amen. Hallelujah. There was a need there. The multitude needed to be fed. Amen. Hallelujah. And so God always meet needs in his children's life. Amen. Because he's a good God. I don't care what kind of need you have this morning. God is ready to bring that provision into your life, because he's so good and he loves his children. Amen. Don't you love serving a good God? A good father. Hallelujah. But I tell you, he's not a sugar daddy in the sky. Hallelujah. There was a need there, and he met that need. Hallelujah. And so he's able. The Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when he gave the honor to the Father, the provision came. Hallelujah. He's the God that's more than enough. El Shaddai. Oh, hallelujah. He runs over. Hallelujah. Over and above our measure. Amen. Hallelujah. And so be thankful for what you have. Hallelujah. God is willing to give unto us. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give into our bosom. For what measure we meet, it shall, what, be measured back to us again. Amen. Hallelujah. So when we honor him, God, that's all he wants, us to honor him. Honor him in the house. Honor him in our giving. Honor him. Hallelujah. And he'll bring the provision unto us. Abraham, in Genesis 22:8, it said, and Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb. He is the provider. Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Don't you know that by now, that he's a provider? Yes. I don't care what situation that you have been in. God was able to come through for you. Hallelujah. He spoke to creation, and all creation is here today as a result of him speaking it into existence. Amen. He's God Almighty. Hallelujah. God doesn't need any help. All he needs you to do is just thank him. Amen. Can't you do that right now? Just thank the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I remember about a year ago, my wife and I, we were there at an Elevator Church, and we had Pastor Cricket had ministered that night, and we was on our way back driving to Camden, and the Lord spoke to my wife and told her to begin to thank God for our new car. And you know, I didn't have no conception of what God was going to do. Hallelujah. I did not. Hallelujah. I know we needed a car. Car was about 17 years old or older. we needed a car. It was on the, y'all may call it the last leg. Hallelujah. But we began to thank God in that car. The glory of God came in there. I tell you, somebody ought to be thanking God today, for some doors are getting ready to open today. Hallelujah. That's how much God loves you. And I tell you, about 3 or 4 days later, someone drove up in the driveway. Said, I want to tell you, we just been driving y'all car. Hallelujah. It's time to hand it over. Gave us the keys to the car. I'm telling you, that's a good God. But he's not a sugar daddy. He responds to faith. He responds to thankfulness. That's what's going to open the doors to our provision today. That's what's going to open the door for the provision in our city, to be thankful for what we have. And God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we ask. Because without faith, it's impossible to please him. Amen. You have to thank God in advance, and God will begin to open the doors of provision for you. Show him that you trust him. Hallelujah. How many trust the Lord this morning? Hallelujah. I know you've been in some situation and some circumstance that nobody could bring you out but the Lord. And some of you right here today, your back is up against the wall. You don't have no way to turn today. You know somebody like that. You can't turn to the left or to the right, but you standing right there with your back up against the wall. And God is saying, good. It's time to trust him. It's time to trust the supernatural hand of God to bring you through. Amen. Hallelujah. And I tell you, he's willing and he's able to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. My next point is point 3. Thankfulness opened the doors to revelation and direction. At that time, I'm talking about Matthew 11:25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and has revealed them unto babes. Hallelujah. The Bible said we have to come to him as babies, you know, with childlike faith. Hallelujah. But he's hidden things from the wise and the prudent and gave revelation to the babies, you know, babes. And you know, and Peter, you know how Peter received the revelation from God? He was humble. He had humbled himself. Right there before God, he had humbled himself. Everybody was speaking and saying, thou art so-and-so, and thou art this, and thou art that. But Peter humbled himself. And when he humbled himself and opened his heart up before God and was thankful for poor God, God began to open the door for him to receive revelation knowledge. And he said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And he said, blessed are you, Peter, for flesh and blood did not reveal that to you, but my Father, which is in heaven. Revelation knowledge come from God. He's the only one can lead and guide you through terrible disasters and chaos and confusion. Hallelujah. You may not know your way through the maze today, but I tell you, that still small voice that Pastor Willis was talking about, salvation, the same voice you heard the day when you got saved, is still with you. That inner witness inside of you will speak to you in the chaos. You shut yourself down and to get ready to receive from the Lord. Amen. And God will speak. He'll speak that revelation knowledge to you. And he'll tell you where to go and where not to go. I don't know about you, but I read the book and I know God's still in control. He's ready and able. I don't care where you go or where you've been. He give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways, lest you dash your foot against a stone. He's not only in you, but he's around you and he's with you. He's faithful to deliver. And I tell you, revelation knowledge will come to those that seek him and be thankful to him. Hallelujah. Have a thankful heart. I remember when I first got saved, I was so thankful. I was thanking God for everything. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the church. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done in my life. Hallelujah. It's just good to be thankful. You're opening, enlarging your heart when you're thankful to receive more from God. Be grateful. You can't give God nothing. You can't give him anything that he don't already have. Hallelujah. He made you. He's God Almighty by himself. Only thing you can be is thankful. Thankful, Lord. Thankful for what you're going to do in my life. Hallelujah. I tell you, this church is blessed. We had a time in Life Recovery the other night, and everyone that got up in Life Recovery was thanking God for Pastor Jerry and Pastor Willis and this church. It's a powerful church we go to. What a word is coming forth. Revelation knowledge is being downloaded here every Sunday and every Wednesday. Let's stand on your feet and just give God praise for his goodness and his wonderful power that he has in our life. Amen. Hallelujah. David said, I've been old and young, but never have I seen the saints of God forsaken nor their seed begging for bread. Just lift your hands and give him thanks this morning, because doors are swinging open. I see doors of provision swinging open right now, because he's a what? A good, good God. And he's good all the time. Hallelujah. Bless his name today. Thank you.
Elliot's my fourth child. Basically, when they pulled Elliot out, they knew right away that something wasn't right with him.
I was working with troubled teens in a halfway house. I'd always wanted to be a pastor, but I'd always wanted to be a cop. That following spring, I was officer of the year in 2002.
There was a tumor in my brain. What 21-year-old wants to hear they have cancer?
15 or 16, I started struggling with an eating disorder.
It was my 12th birthday. I was turning 12. None of us heard the gunshot. We just heard my mom screaming.
I was sold into sex trafficking by my mother. I was 12.
They covered me with plastic, pronounced me dead. People meet me and they would never know all the things that I've been through.
I would overexercise, get meals, trying to keep the shell pretty. I still ran track, and every race I lost was because I wasn't skinny enough. I had that approval addiction. It took control of me.
There are days of taking more than I can give. And there are choices that I made that I wouldn't make again.
My parents have planned an intervention for me, and my family, now they're telling me that I'm hurting them. That started a turning point.
I had my share of laughter, of tears, and troubled times. This has been the story of my life. Sometimes, but sometimes I didn't.
All of the lies that I have been speaking over myself and all of the pain from my past replaced with who I am in Christ.
Life's been a journey. I've seen joy, I've seen regret. Oh, and you have been my God through all of it.
This particular pastor called and he says, we've gotten these two young men who broke into a bunch of cars. We just need you to come and pick them up.
You were there when it all came down on me.
Two young men conspired to kill me, throw me out in the woods somewhere, and take off with my car and run. So I jumped on the hood, put my gun right up against the glass, and said, don't do it. He took off with me on the hood of the car. When I jumped off of the hood, I hit the back of my head, which immediately busted both my inner ears.
In those unclear moments, you were the one keeping me strong. This is how my story's always gone. I won.
I had severe vertigo, panic attacks, PTSD.
I got it right sometimes, but sometimes I did not.
Everything that I had ever taken pride in, my strength, my abilities, all of that was gone.
Life's been a journey.
I've seen joy, I've seen regret.
It was a really, really rough labor. He had a 9x6 centimeter cyst in the center of his brain. His head was extra large. We don't know if he'll talk. We don't know if he'll walk. My heart sunk. I had no idea that he would end up having 8 surgeries that year.
He hit me head on at 80 miles per hour. When the police got there, I was pronounced dead without a pulse for almost an hour. When they pulled the car from me, I took a gasp. I started breathing again. When I left the hospital, I was told that I'd never be able to have children, and they're not sure if I'd be able to walk again.
I was trapped in a house with a man who abused me for 6 months.
I walked in and he was just on the floor. I just think it's crazy walking in on your stepfather shooting himself at 12 on your birthday.
To realize that I may never perform music again, I was almost more sad about that than having cancer itself.
And this is who you are. More constant than the stars up in the sky. All these years of my life, I look back and I see you. Right now I still do. I'm always going to.
I changed my attitude. I said, I'm going to give this to God, and I'm going to allow people into my life to help me. I can't do this alone.
I believe that God is a great physician. Even when they said I'd never have children again, I just didn't believe it. I'm walking, I'm running, and I have a child.
I've won, I've lost. I got it right sometimes, but sometimes I did not. Life's been a journey. I've seen joy, I've seen regret. Oh, you have been my God through all of it.
I know that that has to be because God is with me.
You have been my God through all of it.
There's no way I could have gotten through all this just by myself.
Oh, you have been my God through all of it.
I knew he was there, and as he rebuilt me, I regained all that I had lost without the arrogance.
I see how his hand has shielded me, and there's a purpose in that. Every day I'm living out that purpose.
Everyone been through difficult time. I can do anything through Christ who strengthened me.
He's alive. Anyone who sees him thinks he's a miracle.
Free and half.
In every situation, there can be joy, there can be life. What I thought was a death sentence turned into be my story and my life. I've battled cancer 4 times. If I trust in him, I can do anything.
Keeping a thankful heart and holding on to God will bring us through anything, won't it? Amen. Whatever you're going through here today, we want to address it in just the last closing moments. I don't want Thanksgiving to become more than a word, and especially more than a holiday. I want it to become a tool in the hands of the Holy Spirit in your life. That God can give you this tool that you can turn everything that the devil has tried to do against your life and everything that the devil has tried to take away from you. That you can see the strength of God and the grace of God and the power of God. Be able to bring glory to God in your situation. That is the will of God. It's not the will of God that this situation carry you down. It is the will of God to believe God and trust Him and be thankful to Him and allow His work to bring you through it and over it, and bring you to a great place of glory in it for the glory of God. Amen. I want to talk to you, number 4, on Thanksgiving opens the door of miracles. The Bible says in the book of John, chapter 11, Jesus has just been standing in front of a tomb of a situation of those of one that he has deeply loved has died. Lazarus lays in the tomb, unable to help himself. And Jesus gives a command that changed everything. But right following the command, what Jesus said brought us to the day, today in our life. Jesus said, I thank you, Father, that you hear me and that you always hear me. The thing that the devil does in all of our situations, he tries to bring up the circumstances and get the circumstances to be so bad and to demand our attention, it pulls our eyes off of God. When you can't find anything today to be thankful for, look to yesterday. See, thankfulness is my position that God holds me steady through things being so rocky today. Because when things are not happening for me today, God says, Jerry, do not concentrate on what's not happening. Concentrate on what I have done for you. Get your eyes back on the greatness and the bigness of God. Amen. And so Jesus simply said, Lazarus, come forth. Now, right prior to that, he said these words. He said to Mary, talking to Mary that was weeping over her brother who had just died. He said, if you would believe, you would see the glory of God. Now, there's a description of Lazarus at that point that I hate to mention this morning because it used such a negative word that said he stinks. But I believe God used those words especially to let us know that sometimes the situation gets really bad. So many times people have false assumptions. They say, if he was going to move, he would have moved before now. But I'll tell you what, many times God's waiting till only he can be the answer. And so he can get the greater glory for it. Amen? In fact, that's what the disciples there in John 9, they had, prior to this, they saw a situation that was devastating. They saw a blind man that had been blind since his birth, and at that day, a blind man could not provide for himself, couldn't take care of himself. And so the disciples said, why did this happen to him? Jesus answered with powerful words. He said, the reason things are the way they are is so God can work a miracle. I'm here today to tell you the reason things are like they are in your life is because God wants to work a miracle. And God wants to show everyone how much he loves you and how much he loves them through what he does for you. Now, let's quickly think. There's three sacrifices that we're responsible for that give us power to be able to turn our situation, to make them move into that area of the miraculous. A lot of times we feel like we're sacrificing. We said, I'm sacrificing going to church today. That's not really a sacrifice. That's supposed to be a celebration. And a lot of times we say, you know, I'm sacrificing for I'm fasting. Well, I have to admit, fasting can be a sacrifice, but that's not, there's only, the New Testament only asks for three sacrifices out of our life. Now, the Old Testament is full of sacrifices. In fact, some of them I can't even explain to you. I don't understand them myself. But the New Testament simplifies it. It says you're responsible for three things in your life all the time. One is the thanksgiving of praise. And praise is that element that I believe, no matter what I see or no matter what I feel, I believe the end of the story has not been written yet. I can trust God with what I'm going through. And praise will cause you to praise God even in situations where they seem so devastating. And then the other is the sacrifice of thanksgiving. And the thanksgiving is the appreciation. God said, never complain. Always be appreciative. Because you've been appreciative where you are right now. It creates the step for you to take next to get to the next place I have for you. I can remember that very thing happening in my life. I remember several years ago, I'd just been saved. So many of you say, well, did they have cars back then? Yeah, they did. But I can remember the time that I first gave my heart to the Lord. And I remember that I woke up, and because of my commitment to the Lord, I lost everything I had in the natural. Lost my job, lost my home. It all was hinged around me coming to the Lord. And I woke up that morning, I was staying in a roadside park. And there, when I woke up that morning, there in my car, made a decision. I made the decision that I'd rather serve God in a roadside park than I have lived anywhere that the devil wanted me to live and where he got me. So I woke up that morning in that roadside park and began to be thankful. And at that time, I didn't know how to hear God. And Don just said the miraculous of God's direction. At that point, I didn't know how to hear God. I didn't know how to listen to God. I didn't know anything much about God. The only thing that I knew, I was watching Billy Graham on TV. I gave my heart to the Lord and something happened in me and I got saved. And I prayed that morning, though. The Lord, I thank you. I thank you for being here. I thank you. I had no money, no nothing. Didn't know where next meals were coming from. Didn't know anything. I told this testimony the other night. I drove right down to a four-way stop and picked up $40 out of the four-way stop. I've been looking for that four-way stop ever since. Hadn't never found it again. God just has a way. But I remember pulling up to a stop sign when I left that roadside park that morning. I said, God, I'll serve you no matter what. If I never know nothing else to do, I'm going to serve you. I pulled up to that four-way stop and I said, Lord, but I just don't know what to do next. I don't have any place to stay. I don't have any place to go. I don't have anything to do. I don't have a job. I don't have anything. I don't know what to do next. God's so miraculous. Coming in front of me, I've never seen it before. I've seen it since. Was a little Volkswagen. Now, this is back in the day when Volkswagens were really small. You could buy them for $19.95, so you see how small they were. This little Volkswagen drove right in front of me. And on top of that little Volkswagen was a sign that had to be 15 feet long and 10 feet high. I have no idea how they was able to get that huge sign on top of that car. And on that was only one thing. It was a scripture that told me exactly what to do. And how to handle my situation. And how to walk through it. You understand? God is miraculous. Let me close with this. Not only is God miraculous, Thanksgiving opens the door to the miraculous in your life. But Thanksgiving opens the door for ministry. It's not over when you think it's over. I mean, say this. It's not even over when God grants your miracle. It's not over to whatever it was that tried to shame us. Now, I know any time that you're in need, there's an element where the enemy is trying to shame us. I've said in my situation, I said, look at there, Lord. They got money to pay their bills, and here I am over here. I'm going to scrape for every penny that I get. Or I say, Lord, here I am. I'm fighting this sickness, and they're over there, Lord. They got great health and great situation. Or some of you sitting here this morning, you're facing jail sentences. You're facing court situations. Some of you are fighting your addictions that's fighting you right now from trying to pull you out of this service. I mean, life is complicated. But I'm here to tell you, we've got a powerful God. It was Jesus had crossed over to Gennesaret, and when he got out of the boat, this evil controlled man came to him. We call him Legion. One version says his name was Lot. He had lots of problems, lots of demons. Well, I've been a Lot before. I've been in that situation where I had lots of problems, lots of things bothering me, lots of things, and I could not handle it. Well, it wasn't any problem with Jesus. It was a process of time, because the words that God used there is a process of deliverance. It wasn't just like Jesus spoke and he was free, but it was in the process of Jesus applied his faith, and Jesus wouldn't quit up until he was free, or Jesus wouldn't quit till he was free. And I'll tell you what, that's what God's had to take hold of in my life a lot of times. He'd say, I'm not going to give up, Jerry, till you're free. I said, Lord, you don't understand what I've got. He said, I'm not going to give up until you're free. So he said, Jerry, don't give up. Just stay thankful. Stay appreciative. Keep praising me and allowing me to work. So the Lord, in the process of that work, so Legion was free. He was no longer Legion. All the demons were gone. He was able to go back and sit down with his family again. But Jesus got back in the boat, and Legion ran to Jesus and said, Jesus, I want to go with you. You gave me life. I want to go with you. I've been there before. I've had the Lord been so good to me. I just sit around these altars here after everybody else would leave and cry a puddle of tears of thankfulness. But Legion said, I want to go with you. And Jesus said, that's not the way it is. He said, your miracle, what he said in so many words is this. He said, your miracle is not over until your shame is turned to honor. And you're able to give away what I gave to you. It's not over till this ministry. Drug addiction's not over when you quit the drugs. It's when you become the drug deliverer, the drug healer. Alcoholism is not over when you no longer want to drink. Alcoholism is not over till the shame turns to honor. And I tell you what, I've watched that line of honor. Over the last number of years, I've prayed with people and cried with people that were so shamed over their marriage not working. They were so shamed over their bills not being able to pay. They were so shamed over things. But then I watched what God did. I'm going to tell you what. If I get in a bill problem, don't send me somebody that's never had to pay a bill. Get me somebody that's had to believe God. You got something. When I get in a health issue, you think your cancer is over. You think that's over when you were healed. No, honey. It's not over until you come to the place you're able to disperse what God gave to you. Amen. Thanksgiving. So what do you do? How do you make it happen? You just keep being thankful. You just keep being thankful. You just keep being appreciative. Now, that's the keys that turn our whole life around. Three sacrifices. First sacrifice is the sacrifice of praise. I must be willing in my situation, whatever I'm looking at, whatever I'm facing, I've got to be able to take my eyes off of that situation and put it on a big God and say, God, I'm just going to praise you anyway. Second thing is, I've got to be able to be thankful. I've got to be able to, like my life, I've got to be able, I can't forget what God has done because the problem is so big today. I've got to remember that this problem today will not override what God did for me yesterday, so I've got to remain thankful. And then the third sacrifice that we're responsible for in the New Testament is the hardest. And it's joy. The sacrifice of it. God said, I want you to trust me. He said, I don't want you crying about it. I don't want you disturbed about it. In fact, I need to leave you with the last scripture, don't I? He said, I don't want you to be depressed about it. He said, I don't want you to be down about it. He said, I want you to trust me enough that you can be joyful in the midst of it. You hear what I'm telling you? The people that should have the biggest smiles today should be those that's going through the biggest difficulties for the glory of God. Because you know something. It's not over when it's over. God will have the blessing. So let me read you this scripture. This is the Message Bible, it says. And it's the scripture, Philippians 4, 6, 7. Then we're going to just close with praise. It says, don't fret or worry. It said, instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers. Letting God know your concerns. And before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ displaces our worry with his faithful promises in life. Let's stand together. Is anybody here today that needs to get right with God? If it is, why don't you take that right hand and raise it up toward the sky real quick. If you need to get right with God, don't mind. Man. If God's dealing with you, go ahead and raise them up. Go ahead and raise. If you need to get right with God, just go ahead and raise it up. We're not ashamed of our need. All right, with that hand right, I want you to pray this prayer. I want you to say, Father, in Jesus' name, just like Jerry prayed with Billy Graham 40-something years ago, I'm praying this with Jerry today. I ask you to forgive me for my sins. I ask you to cleanse me from my unrighteousness. I ask you to come into my life, make everything right, take my weaknesses, and bring in your strength. Change me that only you can do. I surrender my whole life to you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For the glory of God. Now give the Lord a prayer. Now we've got 4 minutes. And Stephen's going to lead us in this song. You've got 4 minutes to convince God, Lord, I'm keeping your sacrifice. I'm sacrificing Thanksgiving. I'm sacrificing praise, and I'm happy about it. Amen. But really, God knows you've got 4 minutes who can show the devil. Because the thing that totally paralyzes the devil from fighting against you is when praises come out your mouth. So when you praise God, the devil is completely defeated for the glory of God. Hallelujah.